Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, the Zoom version. And for those who are tuning us in for the first time, viewership is way up on Radio Entrepreneurs because people are still looking for information, want to understand what entrepreneurs are doing in this economy, how they're adapting, and we're trying to keep that information free-flowing on a daily basis. Thank you very much to the Radio Entrepreneurs team. Our next guest, I think an important message from him as well, a repeat guest, Israel Maimon, President and CEO of Israel Bonds. Welcome back, Israel.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's great to be with you.
Right. You look strong and healthy. I hope that's true.
That's true. Thank God. If health is good in Israel and here with my family, I'm happy. No complaints.
You know, a lot of our listeners are, I think all of our listeners right now are trying to figure out how, if they should touch their portfolios, what to do with their portfolios, what to do with their investment accounts. And I guess there's been some big news with Israel Bonds in the last week or so. It's worth sharing.
So thank you. First of all, for our investors, I want to assure them, after speaking with the Minister of Finance in Israel himself, the Accountant General himself, these are the guys that really are in charge of paying the debt of the state of Israel. I want to assure our investors and our potential investors that Israel, like she did from 1952, will continue to pay its dues, whether it's the interest payment, whether it's the principal, Israel is continuing. I want to assure our listeners that Israel, and I will say it in general, the state of Israel entered this crisis. It didn't choose to enter, but it entered this crisis in the best economic situation she could have been. We spoke about in previous interview, Israel economy is robust, it's successful. We have great reserves of foreign currency. So I'm quoting them. There is no liquidity problem in the state of Israel whatsoever. And thank God that we have reserves to face what we need to face, like any other government that is facing this crisis.
And if people are looking to protect their investments, but also at the same time, protect Israel and invest in Israel, this is an important time to be looking at both those things.
I think that people that are looking at this time that the rates are so volatile, so fragile, and almost hitting zeros, when I'm speaking about the treasury bonds and others, if you will look in the website of Israel Bonds, you will look at the rates that we are having are so competitive, are so high compared to other rates of other bonds. So first of all, it's safe because it's the government of Israel. Second, they are very competitive. And I strongly recommend to look yourself to check it yourself, whether for IRA purposes, whether for short-term investments, for something like 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. This is a great vehicle in this time, especially when the rates are so volatile and there is an uncertainty where the market is going.
Because you can protect your money in a better way right now. It might be conservative, but at least there's no downside.
Exactly. Look, we are not competing with equity. Never we compete with equity, but with fixed income, I think this is very, very a good investment and safe investment. I will tell you that like any government, and it will not be responsible from any government to that are facing this crisis, Israel is looking also for the future and needs to prepare itself for any scenario that might develop. We don't know how long it's going to be with us, this crisis. So I will tell you that the state of Israel now allowed us to raise and to sell even more of the gold that was set for us in the beginning of the year. And by doing so, we are allowed to sell more bonds beyond the 1.1 billion, like we are selling every year. And again, it's because only to prepare to Israel wants to prepare itself to any eventuality. And I think having understand that, we are a little bit more open also with our rates. So when you look at our rates, you'll see that we try to encourage that.
Well, I think the way you started the interview was important. And that was for those who are skeptical about investing during this, could be World War III or whatever some people call it, that in 1948, people were buying bonds. In 1967, people were buying bonds. In 73, they were buying bonds. That these are the important times to invest in Israel and make sure that Israel stays strong and viable.
You are so right. Yes, we faced wars. We faced huge crisis, economic crisis, global crisis, and the war. The expenses of security in Israel are high. But during all the 70 years that, almost 70 years that Israel bonds exist, we continue to pay our dues. I will tell you that last week or 10 days ago, S&P rating agency issued a new report that was prepared after the eruption of this crisis. And they report that Israel is entering this situation, as I said, in a very good situation. And even though, of course, it will face the impact of the crisis, still it doesn't see, according to S&P, it doesn't see Israel getting into recession after this crisis because of the good condition it was before. Now, of course, Israel is taking measures of the package, like here in the States, package support to individual, to business, mid-size, small size, the big size, the individuals, the health. So it will have more expenses, it's for sure. But I think in general, how we prepared ourselves before puts us in a good situation to face any scenario.
Now, when people are staying home and not going out in isolation, they're probably thinking, is it difficult to buy Israel bonds right now? And I think, again, I started the interview by saying there have been some changes in the last week where you've made it actually easier for people to buy bonds, correct?
Yes. So first, we are all working remotely. Like any financial institution, we are all working remotely. I'm speaking with you from my living room. And all our sales reps are equipped with everything they need in order to facilitate any transaction. We are encouraging very much to do it online so you can go open an account. From opening an account till the end of the process, which is buying a bond. And by the way, Pesach is coming. You want to give a nice present for finding the Afikoman? Buy an Israel bonds and give it to the young kid that found it. So we are facilitating all transactions through the website online, but we also, for the ones that were unable, because they don't have an email, because they don't understand technology, we came with some other processes and operations so they can complete, in special circumstances, even a transaction through the phone. It's not a regular thing, but we are coming with a lot of solutions, technological and operational, in order to make it much more easier for, let's say, an elderly people that sits in Boca, or a young guy that really doesn't know how to touch his computer. I can't believe, but we came with a lot of solutions.
So I want to touch this, and I know this, he didn't invent it, but I call it the John Lang special, the gifting. This year, I did a gift to Ben Gurion University, and I did it with an Israeli bond. So you can do a double sort of chai, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I think that's important for people to know too. If you do have a favorite charitable organization, be it animals or people or the environment, you can give them an Israeli bond, which gives them the money, but it also gives it to Israel. So you're doing two hits with one.
Jeffrey, thank you. You are the best marketing guy that we have. Thank you. Yes. Let's take, for instance, guys in the States. Many of them have real emotions to their college. Or to whatever the school that they studied. They are contributing every year some kind of sum. So you do it either as cash, but you can do it through Israel bonds. And by that you do, I call it triple mitzvah, triple gestures, which one is you contribute to your college. Second, you support the state of Israel and its economy. And third, you connect between your college that is in the States to the state of Israel. And now your college is holding Israel bonds. So it's a great vehicle to any charity, whether it's a college, whether it's other charity that you can do such a thing. You can give it as a present to a bris, to a wedding. This time that you cannot attend those great celebrations, you can share a great gift from a distance with buying Israel bonds.
I'm glad you mentioned weddings. I have three weddings that I had booked to go to, one local and two in Toronto. I'm here in Newton, Massachusetts, and I'm not going to be able to attend any of those weddings. I'm sure they're not happening, but I will be buying each person an Israel bond. That way I'm able to give them the gift that they need, the security of that investment as well, which is two things, but also supporting Israel. So again, three things that I'm able to do with one shot.
Great, great, good thing. And if I may add one thing, which we might be very interesting to the listeners, states around in the United States, we have like 25 states that are buying Israel bonds. And they do it because of two reasons. One, they want to show their support to the state of Israel, but they wouldn't have buy unless it was a very solid, good investment. So even though you might think that during this crisis, states are keeping their money and not doing anything, during the last 10 days, states expressed will, and we have already some transactions that are summing up to more than $120 million that states are buying Israel bonds. Again, because they want to show their support, but again, never their investment committee will allow them to buy an Israel bond to their portfolio unless it was one, solid, and second, very profitable compared to other instruments that they have to buy.
Good, that's very good. And I'm glad that you still have your staff working across the country. And again, that's another way of being responsible to people. We're gonna have you back on through this new format. We hope you come back regularly and talk to us about how their investment are doing. But the next time you come, I don't want to be the only one dressed like an Israeli on the interview.
I shaved specially for you, Jeffrey. I wanted to be honorable to you and to your listeners. So thank you very much for that. And I promise I will come anytime you want me.
Well, we're regular.
There are so many other news in Israel, new government maybe, and other stuff that we can discuss. So I'm always there if you want me. And thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And before our listeners go, I want to bring that up too. A lot of people have been writing me daily asking for accurate information on Israel because there's just so much news coming out. And, you know, there's a lot of news that's not credible. So we would appreciate it if you did come back and talk to us, straight talk, what's going on in Israel? How are things really going?
Just schedule the time and I will be there. And let's hope that the next time I will be there, I can analyze with you the new government in Israel, because after third election, the last thing we want is instability in politics and the constitutional crisis in Israel on top of the coronavirus.
Good. Well, be healthy, and it's great seeing you.
And thank you very much, Jeffrey.
We look forward to seeing you again. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. That's Israel Maimon, president and CEO of Israel Bonds. Feel free to get hold of me too if you want to contact him or Jonathan Lang here in the New England office. Thanks, Israel.
All the best to all of you.
Okay.